was the night before Christmas, and all through the house was hustle and bustle and milling about. The boys were preparing for the holiday special. Tim organized the crew while Jason checked the levels. The guests had arrived, mics cracked into sound, but the third host, Nick, was still not to be found. Joined by their friends, Serena and Matt, they started recording and never looked back. And that's where I'll leave you, though I will stay near. I'm Santa, of course, that much should be clear.
Hi,
whoa, look at this.
Welcome Hi, to everybody. Let's Please Get so Into so It, a so holiday so special episode. Excuse me. Guys, Rome, trying to introduce the podcast. Can you keep the chatter down? Hi, welcome to Let's Get Into It. This is a special holiday episode. We have a very special treat for you today. We are... Rome, Tim, I hear what you're saying. I like that you're quieting people down so that I can do my intro, but you're quieting people down very loudly. Can you quiet people down more quietly?
Yes. But how will we hear that and know to quiet down?
That's what I'm saying.
Take this as the note to quiet down and maybe play that forward.
Yeah, I just am more comfortable taking notes only from my director, if that's okay.
That is a great instinct, okay. Serena. You're going to do fantastic in this holiday play.
Thank you.
All right, Tim, you want to take it from here then? Maybe I'll just duck out of the way.
Welcome to Let's Get Into It. Today we're doing the holiday play to end all holiday plays. That's the intention. We haven't seen a script yet. Nick should be here at any minute with this gangbuster script that we've talked about. So everybody just get into your places, do your warm-up vocal exercises, because there's going to be a lot of singing, there's going to be a lot of dancing, and there's going to be a lot of gumption and spunk on stage tomorrow.
Hey, Nick.
You have the script?
Here in my hot little hands.
Great.
Ooh, those are hot little hands.
Your hands are very hot. Are you a hand
Can you get... Stop touching them.
Were you putting them in mittens? Is that why they're so hot?
It's Christmas.
Do you have those hand warmers?
In the mittens?
No, yeah, the little ones that give ski bumps.
Do you not?
Aren't those toxic?
Yeah.
If you eat them. Really?
Here, copies for everyone.
Oh, great.
Okay, great.
Oh, there are my...
All right, let me take a quick look at this as the director.
Excuse me, director.
Okay, yes.
Question?
Yeah, Matt.
When is break?
Let's just take a quick read through the script, and then we'll decide what to do for breaks. We're already running a little bit late, and we're going to have to go live. Jason, when are we going live?
About 2 hours. Hours from now.
2 hours. All right.
I was told this was a union gig.
Well, okay, there's a very nice equity cot here, so
yeah.
I feel comfortable with that at least.
How long have you guys been here?
4 hours
ago? Yeah, I've been warming up for like 3:45.
Oh, shit. Do you guys need a nap?
You got here before me.
Is it nap time? I don't know union rules that
well.
Do you need a lay down?
Do we got to get you cookies?
Dictate that we take a 30-minute nap before rehearsals begin,
which we've
yet to do. Yeah.
Well, can I do that as well?
Guys, now we only have an hour and a half.
Okay, all right. Let's take it. Let's just.
There are a lot of naps and
sorry,
nothing
my
quite
voice.
Like a union.
Let's Can we just please? Run with the script, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, guys, get ready. I took a quick read through. When your parts come up, I will point to you, and you will grab that part by the horns and
shove it.
Places, everybody.
Places.
Yes.
Quiet on set.
Yes.
Nick. Action.
Open on the roof of Wall Street. Ted, the banker, looking despondent, holding a bottle of whiskey, is leaning over the edge. Harsh winds whip at his bright red Santa suit and Christmas tree tie.
They always say that of all the times of the year, this time of the year is the most wonderful of the others. But for me, this is the time of not so wonderful. This is the terrible time for Ted because of all the stuff I failed at and all the people I let down. Things like that. So I guess it's best to just say Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good flight. That it's time to kiss the big man under the mistletoe to see if this bumble bounces. Or maybe I'll just kill myself.
Stage pan up. A magical sleigh fills the night sky above Steve. His name's Steve now. It's Santa's sleigh being driven by Tiny Tom.
Ted, don't die, for if you die...
Nope.
Nick, did you write this or dictate it to Siri?
Writing takes a long time. Instead of Tiny Tom, it's Santa.
I'll need those gifts back, Steve. You can't be Santa this year because you failed the 12 tasks of Christmas. Now all the presents are his.
Yes, and all the presents are mine, and now I will keep them for myself.
The Grunch, that grumpy blue evil Christmas elf, he appears rubbing his hands together.
You are a stupid fat failure that I hate.
I still have an hour. I was planning on killing myself, but maybe I can save Christmas instead.
You would need a Christmas miracle to complete all 12 tasks before midnight. And you had a whole month to write this Christmas play. Why are you only starting now?
You had a whole month to complete all the tasks.
You had a whole month to complete all the tasks. Why are you starting now?
Because things get busy and I get tired after work, but when I try to do a task in the morning, I don't have enough time, and then when I do start, I need a cup of coffee, and that just makes me have to go to the bathroom. Now things are out of control.
And Ted says, his name is back to Ted, because it's quicker to type.
I'll do the 12 tasks before midnight. Of course, I remember them, but perhaps we should recap.
From out of a manhole on the roof erupts the Karate Turtles.
April, dude, your first task on Christmas was to not do drugs. So don't do drugs, Ted.
Up in the rafters, because it's a play, the California Raisins do a funky, coordinated bebop dance.
Gotta come back to Carnegie Hall, or else we'll lose the battle of the bands.
Yeah.
How do I get to Carnegie Hall?
Shut up, Ted. That joke is lame, and so's are you.
Now, standing next to Ted is his nemesis for marketing, Blake Lively. He's wearing skis.
The building was made to be skied off of, so we're gonna race. You'll never be a faster skier as I, so that will make me the winner of the prize money, and none will go to the orphanage, Nick.
Sorry, that's a typo. Tiny Tom, who did not die, pops out from Santa's sleigh holding an empty bowl.
My porridge bowl has gone empty, sir. Ski for me, porridge, Harry Potter.
But just as Ted gets ready to ski, the ghost of his dog, Snorp, Garfield floats before him and cries out,
Odie, I will hold this lasagna for you to kick it. Kick it, blockhead!
Ted rears back to kick the lasagna held by his ghost dog and notices a light is switching on in the building across the street. In the window, holding signs, is his lost love, Jayla. The first sign, to me. Second sign, you are perfect. Suddenly she's distracted as Hans Gruber from the Die Hard movie bursts into the room, firing his machine gun in the air. Hans gets down on one knee and proposes to Jayla. She looks longingly at Ted. She doesn't know what to do. Maybe she'll fall for the wrong guy.
Good grief. I have to propose to Jayla, or else she'll marry that Euro terrorist.
Suddenly, and with all this going on, a member of the audience stands up. It's Steve's mom. Ted's mom is his mom, and she's yelling and she's wagging her finger.
I didn't give you that official Red Ryder carbine action 200 shot range model air rifle with a compass in the stock because
you'll shoot your eye out.
And suddenly, as all that happens, suddenly something happens, and that something happens, and that happening is the Ovaltine rabbit.
Ted, you promised to make me a real doll, TM, for Christmas.
And before Ted can even think about how that plot will result, the Virgin Mary, who is the father of God, comes zooplining in and is pregnant and needs to get to an inn.
You say that you're going to kill yourself, but the fact that you're still standing there alive determined that was a lie. Now we must follow the North Star because this baby is coming. Ay, caramba!
Again with suddenness, the Halloween man, Jake Skeleton, erupts from a billowing smokestack and he's singing,
Don't be an elf, man, Danny. We need to save Halloween from Christmas by saving Christmas.
How does that even work?
But before Jake can even reply, out from inside of his skeleton ribcage pops an elf, Hermaphrodite.
I just really want to be a dentist. Help me pass the dental bar, Cornelius.
And as if all of this weren't enough, all these tasks, there's more National Lampoon drives his car up the building, and so National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation says,
Sparky, the lights in this house that I worked so hard on won't blink, and my in-laws are driving me crazy. Help me fix my lights or kill my in-laws. Merry Christmas!
Surrounded by his tasks, 11, surrounded by his tasks, Ted takes stock of the situation, takes another swig of his bottle, and shoots them all a wry grin.
That's all? No problem, you filthy animals.
Just then, Ted starts to slip because some pranky kid threw marbles under his feet.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
And now Ted is slipping off the edge of the building onto the ski slope, and he slaps his hands on the sides of his face, and he turns to the audience. Blake realizes the race is on, and I need to take a shit. And then I came here.
And you put your mittens on, and you came right here?
I put my mittens on. I ate a little bit of the stuff that heats the mittens. I put the heating thing in the mittens.
Did you activate it?
Okay.
And I came here.
So, this is a problem, because we're going on, what's the time check?
Boy, we have about an hour and 20 right now.
Okay, an hour and 20. We need to present the most epic Christmas play, because we promised the Epic Christmas Play Theater that we would put on the play to end all plays at their theater in an hour and 25 minutes.
Are we trying to literally end all plays? Like, is the end goal of this that there are no more plays?
Yes, that any other play will be ashamed to share the stage after seeing this play.
That means we can take the equity cut home.
All right, well, I'm going to have to rework my libretto a bit. Why doesn't everyone take 5? Maybe you guys can crash out for another nap on the cot.
Yeah, I think it's about time for another equity nap.
Yeah, while I tinker with this libretto, and hopefully I can get this switched around to these new plot points that Nick has added the last
night. I'm going to stress out and do a lot of cocaine.
Okay, great. Sounds good. See you all back here in 5?
Okay, see you soon.
Break.
So Nick let them down as he drank coffee and pooped. He'd waited too long, now they all must regroup. With just over an hour left till the curtain, the fate of the special was rather uncertain.
All right, guys, we have barely the beginning of a script here. We have 12 tasks that we need this character, Ted or Steve, or what is it, Nick? Which one is it?
Ted.
To complete, to blow the faces off of the people watching this play. In true Let's Get Into It fashion, we're going to write this thing right here and now.
You're going to see where the natural conclusions of what I set up.
Definitely going to need your help in on this. But for right now, just hush. Jason, you can rock out that piano.
Yeah, I got it.
We're going to slam through these.
It's going to be great, guys.
11 or 12 musical numbers, and then we're going to go and perform it.
How many audience members? Like, what's the house size?
Oh, boy, 3,000.
Yeah, I noticed people were filing in there. There were scalpers outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's us.
I had to dodge them.
That's the thing.
That's
literally. Yeah, that's us.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an hour and 12 now, guys. I know. But we've got to keep it moving.
Okay, so where we left off, Ted has just started to ski. Steve has just started to ski down the side of the building, getting the jump on his nemesis, Blake Lively.
Okay, I'll give it some skiing music.
Boy, it's a good thing that I took all those skiing lessons, but Blake Lively is hot on my trail. Oh, if only I could think back to what my one-time beautiful ski instructor sang to me on that fateful day when I was 14. And she sang...
I once was beautiful, but now I am a ski instructor. Ski down the hill as fast as you can. Ski down the hill, you will become a mented man. It's what everyone wants to be.
I was just a boy then, but now I'm a man. That's right, I am a man. She was so ugly. Oh, but she made me believe that maybe once she was beautiful, and if she went from beautiful to ugly, maybe I can go on the inside ugly to beautiful. Take that, Blake Lively. I'll ski! All the skiing speed that I could ever need. I'll ski faster than thee.
faster than we. Just me. I'll ski!
And with that, Ted skied down the hill very fast at a rate that was faster than Blake, and he won the ski race.
The orphanage is saved. Thank you, Mr. Ted. Thank you, Mr. Ted.
And everyone said, you're a great rider, skier. You're a great skier. It was okay. You didn't prepare. But in the moment,
we've got that task wrapped up, so let's move the script over to the Battle of the Bands. Ted rushes off to Carnegie Hall and gets there to perform with the California Raisins against the evil punk band, the Throw Rugs.
Oh, shit.
So let's give it like a doo-wop punky vibe.
The twain meet often.
California, it's full of raisins. They don't get much snow or really lots of precipitation. I'll tell you what they do have. It's Christmas. It's Christmas in San Bernardino. That's where my band is from. Where is your band from? We only have this one song that we wrote to win.
And the jury agreed that even though the finish was a little off, the most of the song was pretty good. And the other band, actually, they didn't prepare anything, so they just sang Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Which was plagiarized!
From Mozart!
So they got disqualified.
By Mozart's team.
Good notes.
Okay, good Battle of the Bands. Mm-hmm.
So wrap that up.
Ted
Hi.
Rushes out of Carnegie Hall and sees the ghost of his father's dog standing in the middle of the road holding a lasagna.
Ooh.
So maybe we should do something kind of like a Peanuts Christmas special.
Gotcha.
Just double speed.
All right.
Sorry, I'm just kidding. Casey, you all right? Can we do this, right? This is what we're here for.
Yeah, no, I got this.
All right,
are you
then
still, you're, back Gar- off. You're Garfield?
Then action.
I think I'm just Garfield back off the dog.
All right, Jason, take a break. Tobin, get on the keyboard.
How many of these white ones are supposed to be on here? I think there's too many.
All right, yeah, good. That's more like it.
Lasagna and little yellow birds sitting on top of my red house, watching the clouds and the kids playing baseball. It's winter, but it was fall. Ghost dog named Garfield.
It's me now, I am the great pumpkin, and I am in this. I want to bring you spooky Christmas cheer.
I'm married to the great pumpkin. I'm
a
wireless Christmas tree. My owner gets depressed a lot, but everything will be okay, 'cause we're children and we never grow up. lasagna.
And never grew
Kick
up.
Kick that lasagna.
And never grew
Kick
up.
Kick that lasagna. Oh.
All right, good job, everybody. Good job. We're running super short on time, so let's keep going. Let's keep moving.
Oh, it looks like they fixed the keyboard when you got there, Tobin. That's good. That's good. It was doing some stuff for me.
Nobody touched the keyboard.
No, the valves, I think, had spit.
So Ted, having missed kicking the lasagna, which I suppose is a victory for the story, but not a personal victory for Ted.
Good grief.
Rushes off to propose to his lady love, Jayla, who is being proposed to by Hans Gruber from the Die Hard movie.
In the background of this, by the way, are 8 other intricate plots.
Okay. Do you want to elucidate on any of this?
No.
Okay, great. So let's keep moving forward with the plots that we have, not the plots that we wish we had. He runs to the apartment building where Jayla lives, kicks in the door, and proposes to Jayla. And let's do this. Yes. Very dramatic and operatic.
Jayla. Jayla. I'm not talking about Jennifer Lawrence or Jude Law. I'm talking about my love for you.
I don't know what to say.
Just say
I've never
me.
Felt this way.
Just let it
I'll
out.
Never feel again. This
bad.
Is the most number of feelings I've felt in one night.
Can you describe the number? Like 1 or 2 or more?
Before I felt maybe 10. This is a higher multiple of 10. Like 100 or even 1,000.
I've only felt 7 feelings in my life.
I think that's a gender difference between us.
You make me want to feel 8.
Steal 1,000 feelings. I interpreted the cue cards right. I have a plan.
What is it?
The plan where I'm the man.
But no, we're in love.
The plan is not the plan you thought. The plan is that I'm super hot. The plan is that I'll win over your Jayla. To the heart of any suitor who seeks the part of the solo in this song. She should marry the man who's wrong, Jayla.
Oh my God, I'm experiencing things that are new. I thought I had feelings for you, but now I think I love Hans Solo Gruber.
No.
I've never felt this way. I said that before, but it's like a new day. I have feelings I can't explain. I am Jayla, or am I? I forgot my name, 'cause I'm so in love.
No. No, well, this changes everything.
In my life.
I have a 9th feeling, and that feeling is hate. The 8th feeling was love, but now that feeling's gone away.
behind. Chewbacca! Be mine. Ooh, you're soft.
All right, bit unexpected ending there, but we can work with it. We can work with it. All right, so good job, everybody. Good job.
And so Ted had technically won. He had found love in a creature not of this world.
Ted, Steve. I love your plaque.
And it was time to go to the next task.
Ted, having been brokenhearted, but having found love in maybe all the wrong places, rushes off to show that his mother is wrong.
Did he find love in Alderaan places?
That joke deserves Kashyyyk prizes. Kashyyyk is the home planet of the Wookiees.
Did you get that from your aunt's brother? Because if you stole that, then your Uncle Owen.
God, that was Hothful.
What have I become?
Right. So with rage filling his heart, Ted runs off to show his mother that she was wrong and that he can possess a Red Ryder BB gun.
No! My mother said no! She said no, you can't have the BB gun because you'll shoot your eye out.
You'll shoot your eye out, son.
You'll shoot your eye out. No, Mom. I said no, Mom. I said no, Mom. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown man and you've been dead for 20 years. You can't tell me what I buy for myself.
I may be dead, but I'll always be your mother.
I just used your inheritance to buy this copy of Elf.
That was a rainy day fund.
It never rains in Southern California.
I never liked that you moved there.
Well, I wouldn't have moved there if you hadn't died. Sorry, this isn't the point. This always happens, Mother. Even though you've been dead for so long, I always am thinking about what I want, and then it becomes about you. Go away!
Oh, Teddy, you can't even finish a song without talking back to me.
You know, I didn't even have to do this, but... I am going to buy a Red Ryder BB gun.
It's your eyes' funeral.
I wear glasses! I'll be fine.
That's why none of the girls in middle school liked you.
They didn't like me because of those stupid red sweatpants you made me wear every day. I told you the cool kids were wearing jeans.
Your Aunt Tanya sewed those for you. You're so ungrateful.
Aunt Tanya lives in a home.
Sewing is part of her therapy program, and you know that.
They made me look so much fatter than I already was. Again, I'm just thinking about the kind of recreational toy ammunition products that I want to buy, and all you do is you just know what you I'm going to Toys R Us. I don't know where that is. I mean, I'm going to get on Amazon. I should probably do one of those click-through banners so that I can give one of my favorite podcasts more money. I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to buy with the compass in the stock. Buy my favorite kind of gun.
With what money? You have a terrible job.
Little did you know, Mother, because you were dead, I didn't buy you the coffin I said I would.
Teddy, what will the neighbors say?
They're dead too. Everyone's dead, Mother.
You're saying this just to hurt me. I always liked your sister better than you.
I don't even have a sister. Why would you say that? I just want a BB gun. That's all that I ever wanted. It'll make me so happy this Christmas.
You'll never find happiness until you lose at least 15 pounds, Teddy.
Please, Let me shoot my dead mother. Metaphorically. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mom.
I love you, Teddy.
And so Ted went on to Zappos to buy, and so Ted went on to Amazon to buy a BB gun. And he was felt victorious. He was the BB King. And but while he was on there, it suggested people who bought BB guns also bought Ovaltine rabbits. And the rabbit said to him,
I wanna be a real doll. I wanna wear real clothes. I wanna have a real nose and real eyes and real toes. I wanna be a real doll.
I didn't think that rabbits had toes. I only knew about their ears and their nose. I remember I used to have a rabbit like this. I got it from my dad. Oh, yeah. But that rabbit wasn't real.
And if I was a real doll,
it's talking to me.
We could reminisce about your dad.
I do miss him.
We could talk all night and we could watch the fireflies on the porch.
It's my favorite Christmas tradition.
I wanna be a real doll, of course.
Well, I just have to ask then. I mean, how do I make you a real doll this Christmas?
Well, first you have to kiss me on the mouth.
But you're such a small doll, I'll be kissing your whole face.
I can take it, I've always wanted to be kissed on my whole dang face.
To be honest, I don't recall ordering this particular object. I went on, I clicked Red Ryder BB gun with the carbine action and the compass and the stock and the thing about the 200, but I don't remember what that is right now, but that's not important. I don't remember.
I snuck into your basket 'cause I thought you were cute. I've always wanted to be kissed and made a real doll.
A real doll on Christmas?
Well, it would be a Christmas miracle, Ted.
But
you're so close, I can smell your cologne.
You can't tell Jayla about this.
Jayla can never become come between you and me.
And with that kiss, the Ovaltine rabbit became a real doll and grew a real body. And they had many adventures that night, adventures that the New York Board of Public Performance has not allowed us to show you here tonight. And with...
I fucked a toy!
As Ted was deep in the rabbit hole, he was interrupted by Maury, the angel... Well... Maury was the person.
Maury.
Yes?
Being that it's Christmas and all.
I'm listening.
Do you have a son?
I do.
Is your son loads of fun?
My son is a magical creature. He might be God.
I have a question.
Ask it.
God can see everything, right?
Everything right.
God can see everything right?
Everything right.
Oh. Well, since God can see everything right.
Everything right.
And he knows about magical beings.
I'm still listening.
Did he see?
I'm waiting for that question.
Does he know?
Does he know what?
You know!
I think I know.
Does he know?
I'm still waiting for that question.
Does he know?
What? Does he know what? Honestly.
Does your son know
what?
About the rabbit I kissed?
Oh, I don't, haven't asked him. I suppose we can wait for him to be born, but...
It's a pretty important question.
Okay, do you want to rub on my stomach like a magic eight ball and see what happens?
Hello, it's me. I'm talking from inside the womb. I don't need to be born to have a conversation with you.
I don't feel good.
I know about the rabbit. I know about... all about the rabbit, but it's okay. The rabbit loves you and God is love. And that's what I came to say.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I need a place to lay the egg inside me.
I have a nest just for this purpose.
I have a son inside me.
I am that son inside you.
I'll save that son inside you.
I wanna be a son outside.
This is why I have this nest in my house. Everyone
God.
Said I was
son.
Crazy.
I think my son is God.
And God is love.
And my non-existent sister.
I think my son is God.
Your son is God, cause he knows about the rabbit.
The rabbit is love, and God
my
is
son
love.
Is God.
And
I
love
think,
is here
I think my son
today.
Is God.
I will see. Merry Christmas.
I think my son is...
in here, Maury.
God.
And so, having gotten the Virgin Maury to the inn, Ted runs down the street, his Christmas tie flapping in the wind. But we stay and focus in on an alley. It's dark. And looming out... from the shadows is a skeleton man.
I am Jake Skeleton. I need to save Christmas from the
note for the props department. Impossibly bursting out of Jake Skeleton's chest. Burble, burble from the bubbling, bubbling, bubbling comes out an elf named Hermaphrodite.
What's up? I'm Hermaphrodite. You never seen an elf like me. I'm a weird elf. I'm different, yo. I got a dream. It's gonna snow. I'm gonna tell you all about my dream here today. I wanna be a dentist, okay? I wanna work on the teeth of little kids. I wanna work on their egos and ifs and teeth. That's what dentists do, right? It's tight all through the night. Gonna be an overnight dentist. That's the kind that moms need.
24/7.
I'm a 24/7 dentist. You can look me up in the yellow pages through the ages. It's like I've always been here. Let's have a beer. I know that your kid can't drink, but it's gonna rot his teeth, so I don't give a shit.
Repeat customers.
I don't take insurance, bitch.
HMO, no! Ow, my tooth hurts. It is the worst a feeling that I ever was reeling with. If only I knew what to do, because it is 1:45 in the morning and my lower left bicuspid is hurting worse than my heart when it was missed by Cupid. And all I want is someone to look at it, but all the dentists are closed. All the dentists are closed and home with the hoes and the families. What?
Bitch.
Wait, there's a 24/7 dentist? That's gotta be for rich shit. I can't imagine my insurance would take that.
Just save up, cause it's gonna be worth it. You know that I ain't gonna hurt it. I can do a root canal. And you won't even feel it.
Shut up. I'm pretty drunk, I'm not gonna lie. And I can only take $500 out of the ATM at the moment, because if I take out more than $500, I gotta go to a different ATM and then I gotta incur a fee, but I can bring you back the other half of it tomorrow. Is that gonna be okay with you?
Just give me your PIN number and I'll do it for you.
Hey, PIN number is... Well, never mind, that's pedantic. My point is, my tooth hurts. And you are my only option, Hermaphrodite. The
you
dentist
know I got
elf.
You.
Girl. Ow. Ow.
Shh,
that's a lot of Novocaine.
It doesn't hurt.
Oh, but how is trouble?
You're gonna get very sleepy.
No, it's too solid. I'm fine, my ball.
Shh, stuck on
no,
this candy
no.
cane.
What kind of dentist is this? Mom? Is it,
I told you not to give anyone your PIN number, Teddy.
But the dentist, Mom.
You brought this on yourself.
And so, Ted wakes up in a back alley.
Oh, where?
Pulls the gauze out from his teeth and stumbles out into the street. Suddenly, a classic Studebaker pulls up in front of him, covered in Christmas lights, in the driver's seat.
I don't know how to stop that.
Is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Stop, though. For real, stop.
My turn signal won't turn off. Ted, you gotta help me.
I'm just getting this candy cane out of my mouth. Who?
Oh, wait, it turned off. Oh. I have a different problem now.
Who are you?
Hi, Mr. Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas.
Mr. Lampoon, what are you doing here? I'm sorry I'm a little out of sorts, but how can I help you? Christmas is the time of giving, and I just want to help you so much.
I came here in my car that's... in pretty great shape, and just kind of looking for a friend.
Sounds like you have car trouble.
And even though Ted had never run into this issue before,
I'm gonna recalibrate your calipers. I'm gonna put some STP into your tank. You can thank me later, cause it's Christmas and that's... Sorry, I'm still coming out of... There's a lot of Novocaine.
I have AAA. They provide many good services. I just, you know, Christmas is the time of year. I'm stuck with all my family. And I can't get a break. I just need to shake someone's hand.
So new windshield wipers, I can do that, no problem. It's really easy, snap them in and out, not a big deal.
You don't understand, I just need a friend.
I can change a tire in 6 minutes. I'm pretty sure my mom used to like have...
End. You don't understand, my wheels are fine.
I had to change the tire every week. I think my mom was deliberately making the tire go flat so I couldn't go out on dates with girls.
That the problem's my car.
Well, you're in the car, but it's not moving.
I just want a guy to go to the bar.
I don't know if I should drink after all that dental surgery. I'm not even sure what you're... But hey, I've got an idea. We'll just, you know... So I'm going to lift the hood, and then you just... When I say go, you rev the accelerator, and we're going to see...
You want to lift the hood? I do not think I'm understood.
No, you pull the catch.
I want to gotta play poker with...
No, okay, so right, it's next to the... No, that's the trunk. You open the trunk. That's good. No, that's the gas tank. Okay, good. No, it's a little higher than that. Yeah, good. Okay, good. I gotta find it. Good. Now, when I say go, hit the gas.
Look, I'll rev the gas.
Yeah, good.
Oh. I'll give you a pass if you'll just hang the fuck out with me.
So I think I figured out your problem. Your car's not on.
Oh, boy! Did I not realize an obvious thing?
The thing that was obvious to the boys should have been that they were in a deep, right up to their chins. Time was short, still one test ahead. If Ted couldn't complete it, they'd be in over their heads. Mere moments away from the opening curtain, had Ted done drugs? They had to be certain.
Didn't do drugs. I didn't do those drugs.
Yeah, Cooper Gooding, dude.
I didn't do those drugs because we got a show to put on. Is everybody ready for the show? Is everybody ready for the show? Is everybody get right places? I can't believe we spent all this time working on it. Where's the director even? I'm not even sure.
I'm the director.
Oh, Matt.
Okay, Tim, you guys ready?
Ready?
Okay, we did it. Curtains up in five.
What? 5 minutes?
5 seconds.
Is this equity?
Yeah.
We get the cut off stage.
Grunge, you can't sit on this equity cot.
I know I'm not union, but I just need a place to rest and cry.
You can rest on the floor, or the curb, or any number of non-equity places.
God damn it, Matt!
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there. Especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Ranks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.